Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my lips. I want to welcome you to the Principles of Prosperity. We are breaking the stronghold of poverty. My name is Ann Strickland, and I welcome you to this message today. I am excited because we're going to talk about your authority. You have authority because the word of God says, I've given you the power and the authority. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you for your word. I thank you for your will to be done in your people, in the body of believers who believe in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you and I praise you that you watch over your word to perform it. And when you say you've given us authority, that's what you've done. And I thank you, Lord, that we will receive it and start using the authority and the power that we have that's in us, that is from you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. So, Almighty God wants you to understand that you have, it's in you. It's in you to do his will, to continue in his word, and to make sure it manifests. And it comes as you start speaking, start knowing, and start understanding. We are here on this earth as total representatives of Almighty God. We are his mouthpiece. That's why the word says, whatever you say, you should have whatever you say. The atmosphere, when you speak certain words, that's why you really have to start watching your words. That negative stuff has to go. It has to stop. I can't do this. I can't do that. Yes, you can. Because he says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through the anointed one and his anointing, Jesus, the anointed one and his anointing. That's what Christ means. It means the anointing. It's not the last name of Jesus. It means anointing. That's why I said I can do all things through the anointing of Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Get that in your spirit. Too many of us go to God and say, God, I ask you to do this. I ask you to do this. I'm asking. No. He says, I've given you the power and the authority to do it. You have to start knowing that you're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You have to start understanding that God wants you as a true representative. A representative of his here on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom living on earth as it is in heaven. No more, no more, no more of this poverty mentality. I rebuke that poverty mentality in the name of Jesus. You have to get it out of your mind, out of your spirit. And the people who've taken a vow of poverty, people who think poverty is humility, poverty is a curse. And we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We've been redeemed. We're not under the curse anymore. Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. And though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. He exchanged it and put it into our hands. And that's what we must know and that's what we must understand. We have it, but all we have to do is believe it thinking it and have faith. You know, God has given everybody a gift. You have something in you that is special that no one else has. If you look around the world and see all the great inventions and things that have been made, everything was given to these people through God, the gifts and talents. You have the same thing, but you have to know that you have it. That gift is in you. It's for you. And it's for you, for as a representative of Almighty God, to use it for His glory. Wealth follows every God-given gift. As you've grown up and have doubt, and that all comes through people criticizing you, and telling you you can't do this, or you can't do this, or stop this and stop that, all these negative things. That's why I tell people, you know, when you see your child doing something, encourage that child, because that's a gift. And the child might be making something, and it might look horrible to you. Or the child might be drawing something, which might look horrible to you, but that's a gift being developed. And watch your children to see what they enjoy and like doing, or what they keep doing. And see some form and help encourage them in doing it. Because He has a gift in that area. Some might sing or make up songs like my little granddaughter used to do, Zion. She'd make up songs. The other day she told us, she said, I think I'm going to write some songs, because she used to make songs up when she was little. She was doing that before she was talking. So now it's coming back to her. I wouldn't discourage, oh, you can't sing, you don't have a voice for singing. I wouldn't say that, because I don't know what she had. But if she can write songs, because a lot of songs have been written by people who would never sing. But we have gifts. She has other gifts also. But you have things, and we have to start encouraging others and encouraging ourselves. When you see people moving forward and getting up and look like they're getting ahead of you and all that, encourage them. Start being an encourager, because we have the power and authority, and it is very urgent in this day and age right now, because we see what is happening with the economy. We see what's happening in the world. And it's our time now to move forward and step and not fear and not come in agreement with everything is going bad. And no, it might be going bad for you, but not for me. This is my time. This is our time now to move up. This is our time to get into our position. And God is opening doors now for us like you wouldn't believe. As we know it, and as we understand where we are and whose we are. So God wants the believers to come before the throne of God with boldness and authority, and to actually claim what is rightfully theirs. The price was paid by Jesus, as I said before, for believers to live on a lifestyle, one lifestyle only, of victory and prosperity, head and not the tail. Glory to God. Everybody on earth who lives outside of God's abundant life, which is outside of God's abundant life, God's abundant life is a life of riches, a life of health, a life of wealth, a life of knowledge, a life of peace, a life of comfort, a life of contentment, and a life of patience. So if you're living outside of that kind of life, you're outside of God's will. So you want to get into God's will. Jesus paid the price for one lifestyle only. And it's called the abundant life. He came to we might have life and that more abundantly. So if you don't have abundance in every area of your life, there's something wrong with your thinking. So change your thinking and change your life. Because the word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Power. Start thinking riches. Start thinking health. You know, there are people who expect, they hear somebody else having something wrong with them, and they think the same thing. Now, I remember, I'll tell you personally, what used to happen to me, I used to have the flu every year. Every year. And I would be off from work 1 week every year. Because when someone got the flu in the office, we would all say, well, the flu is going around. And we knew without the shadow of a doubt someone was going to catch it. And it just went around the office, one after the other. Somebody would come back and somebody would be out. However, when I started listening to people like Fred Price and Kenneth Copeland and others talking about faith and not having to have all these things, I started saying, I'm not getting the flu. Started getting perfect attendance at work. And this is a fact. I'm telling you the truth. This started to happen. And it's just like now, we have to know we have authority. Look at those people. They're living in those areas where those bad storms and hurricanes have been. How many of theirs have been destroyed? We have authority. When they announce, oh, it's going to rain, it's going to be a bad storm, the hurricanes are coming, everything, you have to speak over yourself and over your properties and release your angels to take over and stay on the protection. Because look at, all right, Katrina. Jesse Duplantis lives there in Louisiana. Destroyed? No. And over the years, people have lived in these different areas and nothing, they've been safe. So God has given us the authority, so you don't have to come in agreement with all the news and all the bad reports. You're not supposed to. When you hear a bad report or the Satan puts a bad thought in your system, in your mind, you have the authority to change that situation. Like a lady said, I didn't know I could have saved this person's life, or I could have stopped that from happening just by speaking the word. You have to speak it out. You can't think it's Satan to put a thought in your mouth, something's going to happen. No, you speak it out. No, it's not going to happen. And please, please, please stop saying, if it ain't one thing, it's another. If it's not one thing, it's another. And that's what you get, one thing or another. You get it, because that's what you said. But and instead of saying, if it's not going to be one good thing, it's one good thing after another. But we're saying, using it in the form of the bad, turn it around for good. You can say, if it's not good, one good thing happening for me, it's another good thing happening for me. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If it's not one good thing happening for me, it's another good thing happening for me. God wants good things to happen. His kingdom. He wants you to have kingdom here on earth. His kingdom come. His will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, to show you whose you are. You're supposed to have the wealth. You're supposed to have the riches. You're supposed to have the victory. You're supposed to be the head and not the tail. You're supposed to be above and not beneath. And you're supposed to have success, because he said, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. So start being renewed in the spirit of your mind with a fresh mental and spiritual attitude, putting on a new nature created in the God-like image and true righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. That's where we're supposed to be, renewed in our minds, and have faith in God. You might start working on something or opening up a business, and you don't see it in the beginning that it's a success. You just continue, and you will see it will become successful. When people start out, then, you know, everything isn't going to start out big. And you work up. You work up. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. And please watch who you listen to. Watch who you listen to. Because they have thoughts, speak out, and they sound profound, but very often they're profoundly wrong. So it's time now for the body of believers to move in faith, move into where you're supposed to be, understand who you are, start taking authority over these different things that happen in your life and stop them from happening. And all you have to do is use the power and authority that God has given to you. Stay in the spirit of love. Stay in the spirit of forgiveness. Always, always, you have to forgive. Because if you walk in that, if you're holding on to things and hurts and all kinds of things that have happened to you through your life, a lot of those things will affect you physically and make you sick. People have been in wheelchairs because they've been hurt so bad and they haven't been able to get over it, and it has affected them physically. We have different things now. We are learning how the mind also affects the body. So think positive. Even though things happen, you might be upset for a while, but don't hang on to it. Don't stay with it. Change that thinking. Glory to God. And know that you have the power. You have the authority through Almighty God, through His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to do it. It's up to you. It's up to you. And God has opened up a door now for the body of believers who want to come out of the, who have a desire to live a better quality of life, to be able to travel, to have fun, and at the same time, to make money also while you're having fun. Job 36:11 says, if you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. And that's what I've seen, and that's what I see in this new business that I've become a part of. People are able to travel. We can go on vacations, go to places you wouldn't even think of going or have never been to. You know, I've been blessed. I've been to a lot of places in the islands and Paris and Canada and different places I've been privileged to go to. Myrtle Beach, you know, many places. But there are a lot of people who have not had that opportunity. And I thank God that He gave me the opportunity to do all these things. And it's not over yet. You know, I'm much older now. However, I would like to see other people and the young people, the other people enjoy traveling and going to the island, taking vacations, having fun, tell the nice quality hotel, relaxing out on the beaches or sightseeing in some of these awesome countries. That's what God wants us to have. And he's opened a door that I see that is happening for us to do it and get wealth at the same time. Glory to God. I said, that's the Job 36:11. It's happening. So if you're interested in or want to book a vacation, and it's the same powered by Priceline, and it's called, I'm telling you, Paycation Travel. Paycation. P-A-Y. Which is saying you're being paid while you take a vacation. Paycation Travel is the name. PAYCATION Travel. And you can go to the internet, pull up my site. It's under ANNSTRICKLAND .cation, PAYCATION .com. Ann Strickland, Paycation. .com and strickland.paycation.com. My telephone number is 215-806-4879. It's 215-806-4879. And this is a work from home business, and it's not really work. You do it at home, and there should be men and women. There are many men that are in this. People's lifestyles have changed, and they're making serious. They're moved into the wealthy place, and it's getting better. So you have the same opportunity, and it's network marketing. It is network marketing. I've been in network marketing several times. But I see this as more fun, better. And I'm not saying the others are bad, but I like this idea now because people want to go on vacation. People want to have fun out of life. You know, we work, but it's time now to work and earn a living at the same time, have fun doing it. And that's what vacation travel is. It's a door that's opened, and I'm telling you, and I had not planned to get this involved in it, this much involved, when Troy Mitchell came and called me and invited me to hear this message, and the pastor on there was talking about travel and discounted rates and cruises and flying and hotels and car rentals and sports events, all kinds of things. You can go to theaters, New York, Broadway, you know, you name it. God has opened the door for us, I'm telling you. See, there's some people who think you're supposed to be sad and miserable. I never thought that. I never thought that. Now he's opened the door this old age now, and I'm excited about this now. And I would encourage you, if you're interested, go to my site and call or and pull it up and look it over. ANNSTRICKLAN.PAYCHION.com. My telephone number is 215-806-4879. And this is worldwide in the name of Jesus. And I understand now from a meeting where we attended last night that London and Paris are great places. It's huge over there. The people are grabbing it up like you wouldn't believe because they're travelers and the baby boomers. This travel business is going to pick up. It's picking up as I speak. More and more people want to go away and do things. But this is the way that God has opened the door for you to do it. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you for the people who have the heart and the spirit to move into the pleasurable business that you have opened the door for. Or if you don't have to be in the business, you can just use the site and book and go and book your own hotels and flights. You can do it right from home, everything right from through your computer. You don't even really have to call me. You just go to my site and book your vacation in the name of Jesus. The other thing I want to talk about is the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. Now, I won't be there this Saturday. I'll be down in Atlanta, Georgia. But on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock, I'll be there. Testimonies. Because you need to learn the Word of God pertaining to financial prosperity. And you need to be with someone who can come in agreement, who knows that you're supposed to be rich and wealthy, and who can pray for you. And God has given me this anointing. I didn't ask for it. He gave it to me. I was born with this. And the testimonies are proof that it is all of God. It's all of God. Just like what I'm doing now. This is all God with the vacation travel. I know this is all God. Because I knew nothing about it. I had not been in contact with Troy Mitchell. I had not been in contact. And, I mean, we've never even talked on the telephone, ever. But God, I asked him where you got my name. He said, off of Facebook. Why do you, on Facebook. She was led by the Spirit of God. So I just want to thank you for listening today. And I believe in God and I decree and declare wealth and riches are in your house. And whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.